In Acts 12, 3 through 4, and because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending him to bring him before the people after Passover. Now when you read the King James Version of this, do you know what that word is? It's Easter. The King James Version translates that to Easter. Now, I want to ask you something. The context here is what pleased the Jews. So the Romans were considering what pleased the Jews. And so the reference to what happened here is not after the resurrection of Christ, but the Jewish festival that the Jews still held even after the resurrection of Christ. Do you understand that? See, King James put this word Easter here as Passover. They took the word Passover and put Easter here. But this reference wasn't to the resurrection of Jesus. This Passover was the resurrection of the Feast of Days of Unleavened Bread. It was directly talking about the thing that the Jews did because the Romans were considered, they said that this pleased the Jews, so they continued to go after the apostles, because the Jews weren't trying to stop them, but they were going to deliver Peter up after the Passover because that was a Jewish festival. This is not even talking about the resurrection of Christ, but the King James Version puts Easter. Now, I'm going to explain why later, and I think that it was understandably a mistake. Not Scripture, but just man when he put that one word in there. It's the only time it's found, right there. Only time. Now, when you translate this word, it means 39:57, Passover, and he puts the word Easter there. Should they have done this? Should they have put the word Easter there when it talks about the Passover? Well, Christianity is a teaching. Christianity is understanding the facts as God brings them out. And when we got a problem with that, we need to argue with God. We need to look into Scripture. We need to find the answer. And if He lays facts out for you that make sense to you as a human, that makes sense to you as someone who can think rational, even outside of the realm of religion, then we should say, okay, this makes sense. This word here, Passover, 39:57, is used 28 times in the New Testament. 28 times. Every time it is used, it references the Jewish Passover. Doesn't reference the resurrection of Christ. It references the Jewish Passover. Every time this word is used. So what you can do is go back, and every time that you see the word Passover, you put Easter in there. And it's not going to make sense. And I'm going to show you that in a minute. One time, in 1 Corinthians 5:7, when the word Passover is mentioned, and it's this word, it's talking about Jesus being that Passover lamb. And we'll see in a minute that there's a purpose behind the Passover. It wasn't to just continue to celebrate this festival. It was because it was leading up to something. You see that? If Jesus was the Passover lamb that the Jews were doing, then the Jews themselves would have had to ask themselves, why do I continue to do the Passover with just a regular lamb once the knowledge of Jesus has come into play? My point is that is this day that's mentioned in Acts 12:4 a day that the Jews set apart for the resurrection of Christ? Is it a day that the apostles set forth of this resurrection of Christ? And you're going to see the answer is no to both of them. The Jews weren't celebrating the resurrection of Christ here. They were celebrating the Passover that they had done for thousands of years. And the apostles never set apart one day and celebrated it. Because if they did, they would celebrate this day that was mentioned in Acts. But that was the Jewish Passover. And you're starting to think, Okay, this is not making any sense. You're darn right it's not making any sense. But God does. So let's go a little bit further. The apostles preached, taught, and wrote for over 30 years after the resurrection of Christ. Why did they never bring out an idea of once a year what we celebrate as Easter? Why did they never do that? Aren't we supposed to be followers of the apostles' doctrine, of their writings, of the things they did? 30 years they wrote after the resurrection of Jesus. Why did they never, in the 28 times it was mentioned in the New Testament that they wrote, mind you, why is every one of those times talking about the Jewish Passover and never referring to what we call Easter? Why did they do that? It would make sense if they wanted us as a church, as a continuation of the teaching of the foundations found on the first day of the church, the day of Pentecost, when Peter began to preach the first gospel sermon, that at some point in those 30 years, in the 28 times that they mentioned, guess what? They would have said Easter. But every time they used it, they were referencing the Old Testament Passover. That's very important. But there's a reason why I believe that the translator put Easter here. And we'll get on that in a second. But I'm just trying to lay out the facts. And the facts is that 28 times over 30 years that these apostles wrote, if they wanted us to celebrate it, you would have seen them say it at least once. They did say it. They did say it. I'll show you where. But not yet. Exodus 12:11. This is where the Passover comes from. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist and your sandals on your feet and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. First time that the word Passover is used, and it's referencing this Passover. Acts is referencing this Passover because it is the Jewish festival of the days of unleavened bread. This is that. So 28 times in the New Testament, they reference the Passover. Did you know that this is 6453? It's the only used for the Jewish Passover, the festival of the victim. Every single time this word is used in the Old Testament, it's referencing the Passover, it is this word. So I want you to understand the gravity of what you're going at, what the world wants to go against here. Every single time in Scripture, New Testament or Old Testament, that we see the word Passover, it is referencing the event found in Exodus 12:11, the Passover lamb. Every single time. Every time. 28 times that the apostles did it after the resurrection of Christ, they still referenced the Old Testament Passover. Same word, both places. Now somebody's going to argue, well, one is Greek, one is Hebrew. How do you know that? It's because in the reference, every time that it's referenced, it references the Passover to the Levitical, to the Exodus Passover. And every time that word is used, it's talking about the festival of the victim. Now who was the victim in the Old Testament? It's a little lamb, right? Without blemish. But who was the victim? Who was the ultimate victim in the Passover? That was Christ. He was the Passover lamb. 1 Corinthians 5:7, that's when Paul told the church at Corinth that Jesus was that Passover lamb. Now, the reason that I see that the translator of the King James Version of the Bible used Easter right here is because it was referenced after the resurrection of Christ. This was the first time that the reference was made after the resurrection of Christ. And when he saw Passover, he accepted the Jewish Passover lamb as symbolic of Christ. And so certainly if the Jews were talking about it, they would have thought that the Passover would have been what Jesus did. That he was the lamb. Remember, it was the festival of the victim. That's why the King James version shows Easter there because it referenced it after the resurrection of Christ. Do we understand that? We can understand why somebody would do that, right? But that wasn't what this Passover was referencing. It wasn't referencing the resurrection of Christ. It was referencing the Jewish Passover. So the person was in the wrong by doing that. And that's where we get that word from. A word that means the Jewish festival. Every single time you see it in Scripture. New Testament, Old Testament, doesn't matter. Every single time. And that's where we get the idea of celebrating Easter. Now, that's tough to say, right? For people that are listening to this, people that are hear this, people that are trying to digest this, people who are growing with this, this is a tough concept for people to understand. It was tough for the translator to understand. That's why he put Easter there, because he thought, well, certainly they mean, if they're talking about the Passover lamb, they're talking about Jesus. And he saw this referenced after the resurrection of Christ. So we can understand his error. His error was made in zeal. But this reference here is not to the resurrection of Christ that we see in Acts, where Easter was placed. The reference is to the Jewish festival. Luke 22:15, he said, "With fervent desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Now when Jesus sat down, Jesus ate the Passover feast that was talked about in Acts, that was talked about in Leviticus. Remember what I said. Every time you see the word Passover, it's referencing the Jewish feast. So here's Jesus, and he's sitting down, and he's keeping the Passover feast. Why would Jesus do this? Well, the answer is he was a Jew born under the law. Had he not kept the feast, he would have been disobedient to God. Jesus was a Jew born under the law, and he kept the law. He was required to. He was circumcised on the eighth day according to the physical circumcision of Moses found under the law, of Abraham found under the law. That's why he did this. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. Pick a verse where it says Passover and put Easter there. Same word that they translated Easter in Acts, where they get Easter from. So find a place where it says Passover and put Easter. So here's Jesus. He says, "You know, fellas, with fervent desire, I've desired to eat this Easter with you before I suffer." This is Luke. You know, Luke, when you read, he wanted to portray, I think it's, he said, the most accurate description of Jesus. He wanted to make sure everything was recorded. Everything. He wanted people to know everything about Christ that they could possibly know, and he wanted to put it in his writings. This is where Jesus changed the Passover to what we call Easter, the celebration of his resurrection. If there was ever a place in the Bible that Easter should have been used, it would have been here. But this is not talking about the resurrection of Christ. This is him celebrating the Passover with his disciples. But as the Passover started, he revealed to them that he was that Passover lamb that they'd always celebrated. Because only God could take something where the death angel overpassed and saw that blood, that Jesus said, "That was my blood that was there." Would it seem weird to you if I said that Jesus told him that he desired to eat Easter, an Easter dinner with him? Wouldn't that seem weird to you? Of course, because it doesn't fit. You know why it doesn't fit? It's because the word Passover is referencing the Jewish festival of that Passover lamb. Now you can find other verses where it says Passover, put Easter there too. It's not going to fit. If this was a continual festival for the Christian to keep, that once a year the Passover lamb was brought to the temple, and so once a year we were to come to church, once a year, come to church, why didn't Jesus use the word Easter here? If it was a continual festival that he wanted us to keep, why did he not teach it to his people here? You know what he did teach them? He taught them that the Passover lamb was him, and that covenant that they'd always served was actually done in his blood. And he says, instead of talking about the lamb, instead of the blood of the lamb, He says, I'm going to reveal and show the whole world that it was my blood. I was that lamb. And now we're going to worship with understanding. We're going to worship God through my name, through my blood. Not just some lamb, but through my blood. And if he wanted the continual idea of a once a year festival, he would have put Easter right there. He would have told them. He taught everything else. Great, didn't he? The parables that he used, the Jews, even the Jews says that they were awed by his wisdom. But yet when it came here, he didn't know what he was doing. No, it doesn't make sense. If he wanted us to do this, he would have told us right here. And one of the 28 times that the apostles used, because I went from the book of Acts forward, because that's the New Testament for, they would have also referenced this. And they didn't. Not the idea of Easter, not the idea of a Passover, but they did reference what went on here. See, what's happened is the church, through the teachings, has distorted what's actually going on here. And we need to show people the truth. Many reasons for that. Jesus did make a change here for the church to come. The Passover, understood by the Jews who would follow Christ, because that's important, would be to celebrate His resurrection. Now this, the apostles did teach. They didn't teach the idea of a once a year come to church on Easter. They celebrated the resurrection of Christ. This the apostles did teach many times. Acts 27, now on the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. This is church. It started in the afternoon at 6 like the Jews were used to, so Paul continued that tradition, which the church doesn't do that now. We have 11 to 12. And as we get further past 12, people start getting upset. Period. We got places to go, people to do. Right? Got a lot of stuff we got to get done. Right? People are expecting us. They're waiting on us. Every once in a while that happens. You can't control everything. But our heart should be here about worship. It should be here to worship God. Paul preached for 6 hours. Even if you use the idea of 6 in the afternoon to midnight, he preached 6 hours. I don't even think I could preach 6 hours. But on the first day of the week when the apostles came together, they broke bread. Is that something that we see? Isn't this what Jesus said that he did with his disciples? He says, this is the new covenant in my blood. So the idea that the apostles left behind was not once a year type thing that we celebrated the resurrection of Christ, but what the apostles left behind was every Lord's Day that we would celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. My question is that as a Christian, as a church, as somebody who's supposed to tell people the truth, I'm asking you this because has what I said made sense? If the apostles wanted us to do it once a year, they would have said it in one of the 28 times that they mentioned the word Passover. They would have done that. If Jesus, when He instituted the Lord's Supper, if He would have wanted this idea of His resurrection done, the blood that was going to be shed once a year, He would have told the apostles that when He ate bread with them, right? None of those times happened. But what the apostles did teach and what Jesus did teach was on the first day of the week. That's when Jesus rose from the dead. On the first day of the week. And so my question is, why would we as a church change the teaching around this or condone the idea that once a year it's okay to celebrate His resurrection? And some would ask, you know, you're being a jerk. Why would you bring something like this out? I'm fine with that. Both questions are okay. Maybe I am being a jerk. I know how to be. I'll tell you why. This idea here about Jesus and the resurrection and the lamb being once a year, it produces this. They're called CEOs. Christmas, Easter only. And we're happy to get them because they get to hear the truth. But they set apart these 2 days that as long as they come, these 2 days, they're doing God's will. And we welcome them with open arms and we're happy to see them. And then they don't come back. Christmas and Easter only. The idea of coming once a year on Easter soothes the conscience of many people. Is that what you want to do? Do you want to make them feel good in a lie? We're the church. We're not just some organization to promote well-being in the world. We're the church. We carry around salvation. We carry around the truth. Did the truth save you? Do you want me to start lying to you now? Do you want me to tell you things that are going to make you feel good, that are going to make you easy? I got 9 minutes and another slide. Do you want me to tell you things that make you feel great about yourself? I mean, I can do that because you know what? You are great people. You're wonderful people. You're probably the best people. Are we helping their souls or are we hurting them? You see, that's what needs to be brought out. And if we're hurting them, that needs to be changed. That needs to be changed. Colossians 2, 16 through 17. Finally, start at my last slide. So let no one judge you in food or drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. It's easy enough to go to this verse and say, you can't tell me I can't celebrate Easter. You can't tell me that you can't judge me according to how you see things because God says you can't do that. If I want to celebrate Easter once a year, I'll celebrate Easter once a year. You can. What he's talking about here is the reason this was written is because those festivals that the Jewish people held, their conscience were being defiled by people saying, you're really not worshiping on the Sabbath anymore? You're really not going to come to the temple anymore? You're really not going to keep those new moon festivals anymore? You're not going to do this anymore? How could you do this? God has saved you. And so their conscience started to defile themselves. They felt bad because people were telling them a lie. You see, which do you think God cared more about, the blood of a lamb or the blood of His Son? That's what they were saying, is that God cared more about the substance of things rather than who Christ was. The blood of Christ overshadowed all of these things, all of them. He even says here that the substance of all of those festivals and those foods and drinks and all those things was of Christ. And so now that's what we're doing. Jesus said, this is the covenant in my blood. We're no longer worshiping that way anymore. We are worshiping Christ by name, by His blood. We're worshiping Christ. And Paul said, if you want to look at the moon and keep that festival, that's fine. But don't bring it into the church. That was the problem. The purpose of the Passover when Christ came was to show the Jews that Christ was that Passover lamb. Once this was revealed, why would they go back and celebrate a festival that focused only on a simple lamb once a year? Once it had been revealed what God was doing, why would you go back to the elementary things? You know, when they teach you math in school and then later you learn base 10 math, that's a lot quicker. It's a lot simpler. And there's other tricks in math. And once you've learned them, why would you go back and do it the harder way? The Jewish Passover was never intended for the church. That is why Christ instituted the Lord's Supper on the Passover. He changed it because what He did was going to be for the church. How do we know that? Because that's what the apostles taught. They no longer taught the Jewish Passover. They taught the communion. They taught the breaking of the bread once a week, the communion table. That's what they taught. Jesus changed it to this Because this is the continual thing that the church was going to do, not once a year. Paul made this statement to the Jews following Christ because of their conscience. Many were starting to go back to the festivals under the law, and that's what we talked about there. You want to celebrate Easter with your family and your children with the eggs? That's a wonderful time to gather, eat, and enjoy each other. I did that yesterday. We had eggs for the kids, and they ran around, and you would have thought that the eggs contained the answer to everything they wanted, because they wanted all the eggs. They didn't want to share with one another. They wanted all the eggs. And they all contained the same things. And these things weren't really hidden. Lauren just threw them out in the yard. And we colored eggs and we hunted eggs and we did all these things. And you know what? It was a great time. And I'll do it again next year. But why bring it into the church? When you go into Walmart and you see the eggs and the bunny and it says Happy Easter, is that Walmart saying, Happy Resurrection of Jesus Christ? Is that what they're saying? No. It's a festival that we hold. And I understand the idea of what we're saying here. But where did we get that idea? We don't see it from the apostles. I'm not asking you to break your tradition of Easter. Nobody's going to do that. They got their little kids. They give them their Easter basket. They come running in there in the mornings. And the idea of spring is a new birth. That's the idea of resurrection. I get it. We teach our kid about Santa Claus, right? And then when they get older, they kind of think, do they ever say, you lied to me. I'll never trust you again. No, you know why I'm not going to say that? Because all those years they realized it was you that was giving the present. So they're going to say, okay, all right, I see how this works. But all those years we taught them about Santa Claus. Did we warp their minds because we lied to them? Because we certainly did. You ever kissed the little knee or the elbow and said it's okay and they felt like it's okay and they went out running around? No, you know what you did when they got in? You cleaned it off with Bactine or iodine or stuff so that the infection wouldn't set in. That kiss was just to let them feel better and go on. You lied to them right there. That's not how we look at things. Come on, we're talking about children, but we're not children. Are we? We're adults. And we have people's lives and souls that are hanging in a balance because the church as a whole condones the idea that the two most important days, the two most important days are Christmas and Easter. Do you know why the apostles don't go back and celebrate the birth of Christ? Well, they might have, okay? Because they certainly celebrate it when he was born, but you don't see that brought into the church. You know why that wasn't predominant in their writings? Because of what happened at the resurrection, it overshadowed. It made them understand why Christ came in the first place. And which was more important, his birth or his death? It was his resurrection. And that only happened through death. Do you understand? See, we're not trying to create new festivals for people to hold. We're trying to show them a living God. And you're not going to find that living God if you adhere to a CEO mentality. And the church as a whole condones this. Easter's a great holiday, man. Christmas is a great holiday. The trees, the lights, the presents, you know. You know, some of those presents are for me. Some. I know, Lauren. Anyway, the idea is that we don't want to promote this idea if the apostles didn't. The holiday's fine. And you know what? I can even go as far to say is that there was one day that Jesus raised from the dead. There was one day. And as a Christian, if you want to celebrate that, that's fine. But you can't bind it on the church. And if you're going to celebrate that, then by all means, celebrate it. But don't try to take the idea of the resurrection of Christ and how important that is and put it on with Easter bunny and eggs. Because it gets lost. It's either about Christ or it isn't. And that's why every Sunday we come and celebrate. We're celebrating the resurrection of Christ today. Many people will come into a congregation to do that. You know what we did last Sunday and what we're going to do next Sunday? We're going to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Whoops, I'm sorry. The reason is that we shouldn't bring it into the church. Do you think Paul celebrated things that weren't brought into the church? He certainly did. But the reason the church has to bring this out is because if you look in 1 Timothy 3:15, you will see that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. The church can tolerate some things. The church can work through some things. You know why? Because we don't all grow at the same time and we don't all understand the same way. But our understanding has to be based on the principles of the apostles, is that Jesus Christ is where that starts. And their teaching is where that ends. The pillar and ground of the truth. Romans 10:4 says, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." The end of the law, the end of those festivals, the end of that Passover. He even said that. We just read it. He instituted the Lord's Supper, which is the communion that we have, to everyone who believes. Believes what? Believe Jesus. You see, there were Jews that believed in the Passover, and there were Jews that believed in Christ. And there were Jews who believed in both. And they struggled with this. This was a real struggle for them. No more of a struggle than it is for you to look and think, hey, you know, maybe I'm not helping those who don't know Christ by giving them the idea that they can come once a year. Maybe I'm not helping them. That's a struggle, right? To change that mentality. I'm not asking you to give up the holiday. I'm just asking you what you bind to that holiday. The church shouldn't be a part of that because the apostles didn't bind it to salvation. They didn't bind it on the church. Paul celebrated many things. Paul celebrated birthdays. They might have celebrated the birth of Christ, but it wasn't brought into the church. When he made this statement, the end of the law was to everyone who believes, and what the question was, believe in what? They believed in Jesus. This is surely talking about the church. So if we end the law, we end the idea of a once a year Passover. This is for the church. Every Lord's Day. Bringing the idea of Easter into the church was instituted by Catholic teaching around the 8th century. It wasn't instituted by the apostles. So if you want to get down to the roots of Easter, there it is. If you want to get down to the roots of the idea of Easter, it's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that we celebrate every Lord's Day. This, do you think telling people that, you know, it was really great to see you this morning, but you know what we're going to do next Sunday? What's that, have food? We're going to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus again. Come back and join us. You see, that's what the apostles taught. In the 8th century, the idea was is that, hey, everybody seems to like something that's going on here. Let's bring this into the church so more people will come into the church. I want you to come in for one reason, is because you want to know Jesus Christ. You're curious about your soul and you're wondering if this is the God you should serve. That's why I want you to be here. Now, occasionally we'll feed you. Occasionally we might go out bowling. Occasionally we might get together and go hiking, right? But what we're here to do on the Lord's Day, on Sunday morning, is to worship Him. To celebrate that resurrection. So let's get back to the roots of the idea of Easter. That's the resurrection celebrated every Sunday. This will help people. This will help people who even believed in the idea of Easter. They'll tell you Happy Easter, but they won't come around and worship the Son. We've got to see as a church that this isn't helping anybody. We've got to show them the truth. How do you do that? Well, let's celebrate Easter. Let's hide our eggs. Let's get our baskets. But every Lord's Day, let's come in here with the idea that we are here to celebrate His resurrection. And that this day may be the day that we celebrate that He actually raised from the dead, but next week we celebrate the fact that He actually raised from the dead. Every day of our life, we're grateful to Him for salvation. The Apostle Peter got up and said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin." And he told them later, he said that they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, in the breaking of bread and prayers. That would have been a perfect place for him to put the word Easter, wouldn't it? They celebrated in Easter, in the resurrection of Christ. Because that's what the gospel sermon was. Men and brethren, let me speak to you frankly. The patriarch David, whom we just spoke about, is dead and in the ground. That was in the first gospel sermon. So what's your decision as we stand and as we sing our hymn of invitation?